Though raising rates is unpopular, McGinn says the plan will create more predictability for customers, something that's especially important for businesses. With hikes of about 4.7% every year for the next 6 years, he says City Light would be able to build up its reserve funds and repair or replace aging infrastructure. This includes building a new substation for the first time in 30 years. It'll cost about $200 million and be located in the growing South Lake Union neighborhood. But McGinn says it's not just for the many high-tech employers located there.
Electricity doesn't just go to one neighborhood and stay there. Reliability requires a system, and the substations are really critical to route and balance the energy load over the city. So we have a growing city, and we just can't keep going with the number of substations we have.
McGinn says there is increased demand coming from the South Lake Union neighborhood, but the businesses there also generate jobs and tax revenue for the city. And Seattle City Light Superintendent Jorge Carrasco says even with the increases, Seattle's rates will remain competitive because right now they're among the lowest in the country. And he says neighboring utilities will be raising their rates too.
So we're expecting, even with the rate changes that are embedded in the plan, that by 2018, Seattle City Light rates will continue to be among the most competitive in the country.
For the average homeowner, the proposed increases would likely amount to about $35 a year. For a big industrial customer, such as a steel mill, it could be upwards of $600,000 annually. The city says it hopes to lessen the blow for those kinds of customers by working with them on increasing their efficiency. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.